Ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. Drum roll, please.
Whoa.
We're back. We're back, baby. We are back. Hello, and welcome back, or welcome to the United States of Soccer,
Season
the number
two.
One soccer podcast covering the Premier League, Major League Soccer, and United Soccer League. My name is Michael Willis, at Carefree Willis on Twitter, and I am joined, as always, by a man hailing from Johnson City. I just spilled water all over this desk.
That is the same spot you did it last
Brian
time, too.
Mitchell, what's up, dude?
How's it going?
It's going good.
Man,
sorry,
I haven't seen, haven't seen you guys in a minute.
It's been a good little while. Thank you so much to all the people who joined us as guests while we had the offseason going on. But we are now back to give our Premier League predictions, which happens this upcoming weekend. The man who is going to be mixing all this together, super important, D&D champ, pickleball legend.
What's up?
At producer Alex 23 on Twitter. Alex, what's up, dog?
We back, baby.
We back, baby. We are back. How's summer been?
It's been great. Like you said, D&D champion and pickleball legend. I've been very busy.
Very, very, very busy.
Yeah.
I am heavily sunburnt, but I'm feeling good because I drink more water than the fishes. Almost messed that up.
I'm feeling good, too.
Let's get into these Premier League starting back up this Friday. The championship started up this past weekend. A lot of electric games. I watched the Plymouth-Argyle game. It was awesome. It was actually awesome. I'm not kidding at all. Also watched a Ipswich Town and Sunderland. That game was awesome.
That's sweet.
So championship's back. Premier League is back. I believe there is another league starting up this weekend as well. Yeah. The Italian. No, it's not. Talking shit. All right. No. The Spanish league starts up this weekend as well. Spanish league starts up, and so does the French league this coming Friday and Saturday and Sunday. So soccer's back, baby.
Soccer's back.
Yes, sir.
Since soccer is back, we are going to be jumping into our predictions so that we look extra smart come the end of the year.
Oh, boy.
Who wants to start, me or you?
I don't care.
Producer Alex?
Think of a number 1 through 30.
You talking to me or Brian?
I'll go Brian.
I'm going to pick 6.
Actually, okay, now you pick a number, Michael.
29.
It was 18, so Michael or Brian wins because he's closest without going over. Price is Right rules.
Price is Right rules. Go on, Brian.
So going table, I'm going to go from bottom to top.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool with me.
So I'm going to start down low with who I think is getting relegated. And we don't really have any rules for this. It's just me and Michael put together how we think the table's going to look from top to bottom. And at the end of the season, maybe whoever gets the most right gets a sandwich or something.
Yep. Brian and I have been working on these lists all summer long. This didn't just happen a minute ago, and I didn't put mine together this morning.
No, this did not just happen with me sitting here delaying our start.
Not this show.
Putting together this list.
This show is professional.
That's right. So, all right, I'll start here. I'll just say bottom three. I'm going to do it like this, just be dumb, but in the bottom three, I have 18th, I have Bournemouth. And then 19th, I have Sheffield. And 20th, I have Luton Town.
Okay.
I think those are the three going down, unfortunately. I mean, I'd like to see like Sheffield or Luton Town pull it out, but I don't know. I think those are my three picks. Bournemouth, Sheffield, Luton Town, 18th, 19th, 20th in that order going down. Then I'll kind of work my way from the bottom from there back up to the top. So 17, I have West Ham. I'll give my reason later on. 16, I have Burnley. 15, I have Wolves. 14, I have Everton. 13, Nottingham Forest. 12, I have Fulham. 11th, I have Brighton. 10th, I have Brentford. And 9th, I have Crystal Palace. 8th, I have Aston Villa jumping up because I think they're going to do pretty well. Then 7th, I have your boys Tottenham. 6th place, I have Chelsea. I think they're going to have a better year this year than they did last season. And then just outside the cusp, I have Man United in 5th looking in as 5th and not getting top 4.
Losers!
My top 4, I have number 4, I have Arsenal. I don't think they're going to repeat what they did last year. I think they're going to fall off a little bit. Number 3, I have Liverpool. I think they are going to jump a little bit, but I think Liverpool's going to at least pick a top 4, so I'm putting them in 3. My top 2. I have City winning it all again. And I have Newcastle coming in at 2nd.
Yeah, Newcastle in 2nd.
I like it. I like that.
All right, we're going bold over here, dude. I like that. Tell me any reasons why for any of those?
Yeah. I mean, for a couple of them. I mean, I think
you start back at the bottom and work your way up.
Yeah, I think. I mean, I think the bottom of 3 to me. I don't know. I mean, we were surprised by Bournemouth this past season.
Yeah.
You know, I know. You know, Mike, you kind of made the prediction of like Bournemouth's not going to win another game, and they somehow ended up. I don't know. I just kind of feel like they're going to kind of fall off the wagon a little bit this season. Sheffield and Luton Town, you know, they're new, they're fresh, but I just don't think they have the talent to hang, unfortunately. That's my reason behind that. Burnley, I have West Ham in 17th. I think they're going to be kind of battling again because as of right now, I mean, unless I miss something today, but who have they brought in?
Edison Alvarez signed today.
Okay, there it is.
From Ajax.
There you go. So their first.
So a Declan Rice replacement.
Right. So their first signing of the entire offseason just happened today, and we are 4 days out from the opening game.
Yeah.
And like, and they're putting out feeders like, oh, we're looking to spend 20 million per spot that we need.
Yeah.
And it's like, who are you going to get for that? Like, anyway, so West Ham, I think they're kind of on the cusp. Burnley, I think, is going to do, I think 16th. I think, you know, Vincent Kompany is awesome. I don't know that I feel like they're going to do much higher than that. You know, Everton, Wolves, 14th, 15th. I just think they're going to just be kind of towards the bottom of the table. Nottingham Forest, they had a tough year last year, and I think it's just kind of going to continue. Fulham and Brighton, 12th and 11th. I think Brighton looks good. I think Fulham looks good, but I mean, just with like, I mean, have you heard any update on Mitrovic at all?
He's staying. I believe. I mean, shout out. I'll give you a little spoiler. Shout out to Fulham because all that Saudi money coming in.
Yeah,
they had Marco Silva linked. Yeah. They had Willian's now linked. Their best winger. They're one of their best player, Mitrovic.
Yeah,
you know, linked to leave, and they kept all of them. So,
which good for them. I mean, that's great. Yeah. So, because I mean, my whole thing was like, I hadn't heard if it's like official that Mitrovic is staying or not.
As of now, he's
not going over. That's good. I think that'll help them a lot.
Yeah.
But my thought process on this is if he leaves, I just think, I don't know. I think Fulham kind of drops mid-table. Brighton, I think, looked pretty good. 11. I think Brentford had a great season last season. I think they're going to have a pretty good season again. I think Crystal Palace is going to put some stuff together this season to finish top 10. Aston Villa, 8th. I have them, you know, I just think Unai Emery is just the man. And I think they're going to put some things together this year and make a pretty good run. I think that's probably about where they'll finish. I think they could kind of be interchangeable. They could honestly overtake Tottenham because who knows with Tottenham.
Where do you got Villa at 8?
I have Villa 8th.
Okay.
I have Tottenham at 7th because they're Tottenham. Chelsea I have at 6th. I mean, I think they brought some people in,
yeah,
which is good. I was actually a little bit worried about you guys at the beginning of the window.
Yeah.
Because seeing like all your people just dip, and I was like, man, that's not going to be good. But you guys have turned it around and signed players,
yeah,
and brought some pretty good names in. So I think you're definitely going to be pushing for a top 4 spot. I think it's just going to land shy in my mind, just because it's going to be their first season clicking,
yeah,
with these newer signings too, and only the second season with some of the people that they just brought in last season. So, but I think it'll definitely be up from what you were last season. United, I mean, I didn't do this because I don't like United, but I'm just not a believer in what they've put together so far this offseason that's going to push them into top 4, just in my mind.
Yeah.
They just got a striker, now he's hurt. So he's going to be out at least for the first few weeks. So that's going to kind of put a little wrench in their plans. Arsenal, I just don't think they're going to do what they did last year. I think they had some inconsistency towards the end of their time again. I just think that they had a lot of hype coming into this, but I don't think they're going to live up to expectations. Liverpool, it's a shot in the dark. I'm putting them top four. I put them three, but you know, I'm hoping that this is with a little bit of the midfield revamp. I'm hoping that they're able to pull it together and push it up. And then City, I just at the top. I mean,
until
Pep leaves, I just think they're always a contender for number one. And then Newcastle, I'm throwing some spice in Newcastle because
like that.
I don't know, man. They're just good, man. Yep. And they got a lot of money from finishing top four last season. They're bringing in some good people so far from what I've seen, and I think they could surprise people. I don't know that they'll go on and push a title, but I think that they can end up in second place. I think they can top Liverpool and top Arsenal, in the top four in my mind. Yeah. So kind of my very short reasoning behind where they landed.
I like it. Producer Alex, you got any thoughts on Brian Stable?
I like the Newcastle pick. Yeah, I'm about it.
I have a couple things different, so this is going to be awesome.
I like this.
I'm going to start from the top and go down.
Okay.
I got City winning.
Oh, wow.
I mean, yes.
I didn't expect
shocker.
You to have the same one as me, though.
Until they don't win, or I got in my notes right here, until they don't win or Pep leaves, I'm picking.
Exactly. That's kind of where I'm at.
That's
where I'm at.
That's where this league.
It's
is
just
go.
It's just the truth.
If it doesn't happen, it's fine. But then,
even better. But I'm not
betting against them until I actually it happened. Do just watch this team win the treble.
Yeah.
The only reason they didn't win the quadruple is an absolute legend in Nathan Jones. So
City Slayer.
The City Slayer.
At two, I got kind of a surprise one. I got Liverpool at two.
All right. I was toying with Liverpool at two. But honestly, I figured I'd be like, oh, bias. So I put them at three.
I've got a good feeling about Liverpool this year. They got, I think their attack's super underrated. I think they have,
yes,
if not the best attack in the league, it's one of the best attacks in the league.
I think Nunez comes out of his shell a little bit.
I think so too. I think Gakpo. Salah has a big season. Yeah. I think it's a good year. They did revamp in midfield. I mean, I think he lost a little bit of dead weight. Henderson,
yeah.
And Fabinho gone, but I mean, I still think you're gonna have, you got Curtis Jones there. You need a DM still, so I'm kind of a bit worried about that. But
yeah, I agree.
But I do think you're gonna see more of that formation where Trent's in the midfield more.
Yeah,
and you saw Liverpool pick up a little bit of speed at the end of the season last year. I think Liverpool are gonna be. I think Liverpool are slept on. I've seen a lot of people picking Liverpool at like four, five, and six. Yeah. I don't think that's where Liverpool are gonna finish at. I think it's gonna be a good year for Liverpool. Defense is a bit weird.
Yep, I agree.
Defense is a bit weird still.
I agree.
Still no partner for Van Dijk. I'm not really sure who's going to – I don't think
– And I'm still like 50-50 on Konate.
Yeah.
I think he's good, but like I like him. But, I don't put him on that same level as Van Dijk, so I agree with you.
No,
it's kind of 50-50 with him.
But I think they're going to be – I still think they're going to be a very good year. Allison, best goalkeeper in the league. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah,
like
I agree with that. But,
this is still a very good team. I think Liverpool bounced back. I'm not sure what happened last year.
Yeah.
Last year's done, though. New season.
Yeah,
boys are ready to go. I've got faith in Liverpool this year. Got to get a DM, but looking like Romeo Lockfield.
If they plug that hole, then I think I feel even better about it.
I'm right there with you. I got Arsenal at third.
Okay.
I rate Declan Rice. Everybody who listens to the show should know that. But they need a striker. If you think Kai Havertz is going to get you 20 goals.
That's probably not.
I'm not. This isn't because of my Arsenal hate or my Chelsea bias. I'm here to tell you with an open mind and a pure heart, that ain't happening. Kai Havertz ain't getting you 20 goals.
Unfortunately, I agree.
It's just not happening up top. You've seen him. He's not had a great preseason. Shout out Arsenal. They won the Community Shield.
Look at that.
Is that a real?
I don't think so.
If I'm in it, I want to win it. But if I don't win it, I don't care.
Exactly. And I mean, you see people like Rio Ferdinand. I don't know if you saw him come on tweet. I couldn't tell you how many Community Shields I won. Like, because he's just like, don't care.
Yeah, that's so fair. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a glorified preseason.
Yeah, sure.
So you want to play well. You don't want to play bad.
I'm the same way. If we were in it, I'd want to win it, and I'd be happy if we won it. But if Liverpool didn't, if we were in it, we lost. But yeah, whatever. Who cares?
We've literally seen seasons where Arsenal has beat Man City in the Community Shield and
right.
City have gone on to win the league. So this means
and
absolutely
have been like
not
mid
Champions
table.
League table. Exactly. So I'm like, this really means nothing to me. But I'm
big on Declan Rice though too. With
big
you.
On the
I'm,
Declan
I'm
Rice.
Big on him there.
I don't
I'm
know
totally
how
agree.
That midfield goes. I don't know how they're gonna go Rice, Thomas Partey, and Odegaard. That one's a bit weird.
Yeah.
I don't think Saka and Martinelli have had a good preseason. And I, like I said, I don't know where you're getting goals from. Apparently, Gabriel Jesus is out for a little bit. Havertz is not a striker.
No.
He's just not a striker. I don't think he's made. I'll hold that for
later. I just don't think they've plugged their holes.
Nah, I'm right there with you. I don't know how I feel about Urien Timber signing. That's a good. I mean, they needed a right back because, you know, Ben White can't keep playing right back. I think their season's going to go as far as Saliba goes. If William Saliba goes out, you're going to see that drop that you saw at the end of last year. But I still think Arsenal are a good team.
Yeah.
They're back in the Champions League. I know their fans are buzzing. They're going to have a good season, but I don't think the gap on City is as close as everybody says. This whole season, by the way, is based on if City want to take it for real or not. If City,
and I actually did have a slight hesitation with putting them winning it. I'm totally like tracking with you. Where I'm like, until they lose it, like I have no reason to. But my other thought was like, well, they just won the treble,
and it's
not like a first to worst situation at all. But I'm like, after coming off the treble, I'm like, do they pull their foot off the gas at all and just not realize it and then not catch it till it's too late? But, again, I'm like, until they can prove otherwise that they're not going to lose it, I kind of just like, well, I'm not going to bet against them.
They've won the treble, and they've won three titles in a row. I mean, at some point you're going to get, you know, fatigue's going to set in. They have lost players, City have. Mahrez is gone.
Right.
They've not really replaced him yet. They're looking to replace him with Michael Olise, who's – out for a couple weeks. Again, if you've been listening to this show, you know I love Michael Olise. At four, I've got Manchester United.
Yeah, okay.
The only reason I have Manchester United here is they've invested heavily in Erik ten Hag.
Mm-hmm.
This season would be an absolute failure if they don't make top four.
Yeah, absolutely.
So because of that, I'm putting United in
that's
there.
Why I had them failing at fifth.
I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I don't know how much I believe in the squad that they have. Their defense is still a bit
it's
kind of a mismatch. I mean, I don't really know how Martinez and Varane are gonna. I mean, they looked good last year, but it's another year. They've got Onana, and I rate Andre Onana, but I mean, he got caught out in preseason.
Yeah, exactly. No, I totally agree. I think he's a great keeper, but I do think he also got caught out.
I think you're going to see that more in the Premier League. You got more space, you know, not like Italy. It's going to be a bit different, man.
If all their pieces can fall perfectly, I'll put them in the top four.
I don't know where their midfield goes. I think Mason Mount's an eight as a Chelsea fan. He's gone. I'm not bothered. I think it's all right. But I think it is. I don't know how they're going to fit him, Bruno. And you know, Rashford there as well. I don't know this. Antony didn't get 10 goals last year, I don't think, and they spent $100 million on him. They got that Hoyland. I've absolutely butchered this kid's name. Rasmus Hoyland.
Oh yeah.
They signed this kid from Atalanta.
Yeah.
I don't know much about him. I know he was, you know, this wonder kid. He's supposed to be on Erling Haaland's level. Let's calm that down. Erling Haaland has just had one of the best seasons of all time.
Yeah, who is on that level?
Yeah, exactly. Like, let's pump the brakes on that. So you have to get – if United don't get top four, this is a failure of a season. Like, they have to make –
I think if they don't make top four, they let Ten Hag go.
That one's tough. I don't know. I got five. I got Aston Villa. And the only reason – and I'm telling you right now Aston Villa will win the Conference League as well. Aston Villa will get top five.
I like
They'll make a deep Carabao Cup run, and I promise you now, Unai Emery is a master at this. He's done it all the time at Sevilla and Villarreal. Like, he literally made his career off of this. He'll be fine. He did it at Arsenal as well. We spanked him 4-1 in Baku, but I mean, he did it at Arsenal. He went to the final. He is very good at managing in season cup runs and European trophies. They will win the Conference League. Aston Villa are way too good, and I think Villa are going to have a big season this year. And it's all because of Unai Emery. You saw the way they were good. John McMidfield, man, that guy's going to be very good for this team going forward. I think Villa are one to pay attention to. Now, I want to say this. I had Villa in sixth last year.
Yeah,
I don't remember where they ended now, but they ended positive. Yep. They ended seventh, I think. Positive, but there was not a good season under Stevie G at the beginning. So like, I still have faith in this.
Yeah,
this.
For them, you're right. I mean, for them to turn it around,
yeah,
like after that pretty bad start and finish where they finished, like that means them putting those pieces together this year. I like that take.
I think it was when we got back from the World Cup. I think Chelsea and Villa were like 10th or and 11th or 9th and 10th.
Yeah.
Then I was like, really going to stay behind Chelsea about to make a run. And it was the exact opposite. The exact opposite. Six, I've got the Chelsea. If we climb 6 points or six spots, that's a good season.
I think so.
And Nkunku,
both had Chelsea in six. I like that.
Yeah, I got Nkunku. He's out for a couple months, apparently, because we're playing on turf in America. So, it's so annoying.
So dumb.
I mean, so I don't know. We got a couple more players we think we're going to come in. I think Caicedo is going to get done from Brighton. Brighton's one I'm staring at. It's going to be a bit weird for them next year. But, I mean, at Chelsea, I think Pochettino coming in, you've still got a lot of new faces there. They're still going to be learning. They're not at that level of the top four yet. So, if we get a top four, that'll be absolutely phenomenal work by Mauricio Pochettino. I do think guys take a step forward. I do think we're going to have a good season. Pay attention to Levi Colwill. He's a very good player. He absolutely killed it in the under-21s this summer for England. I think Noni Madueke makes a big jump. I think Mudryk has to make a jump. We spent too much money on him, and he's still so raw. I think Ben Chilwell, Reece James, they stay healthy. I think we do have a squad, but six is – I think that's the highest we can attain. I got Newcastle in seventh.
Okay, wow.
And the only reason I have Newcastle in seventh is I just don't know. This is the first time in over a decade that they're playing weekday.
They are a question mark, though.
Yeah, exactly. This is the first time that Eddie Howe's doing this. I know that there's a lot of Newcastle fans that say they went down so in the championship and they were playing weekend and weekday games. It's different, and this is just a little bit different. I think Newcastle could absolutely jump in the – I should have said this at the beginning. I've got my table split. 1 through 8, 9 through 11, 12 through 16, and then 17 through 20. And the reason I have it split like that is I do think there's 8 teams that could make top 4 this year.
Yeah, sure.
So, and Newcastle's one of them.
Top 4 was really hard for me. I'm not going to lie. That's what's taking me forever over here.
I've got faith that Newcastle will be good. I'm playing it safe to not look like a dummy at the end of the year, which I probably still will, and that's fine.
Right.
But I've got Newcastle at seventh. I like what Eddie Howe's doing. I like what Newcastle are doing. They're going to focus heavy on the Champions League, definitely at the beginning, because they want to make a good impression. I just don't know. It's still gonna be a fun season for Newcastle. I don't think they fall anywhere below seventh, though. I think at the end of the day, Newcastle will be playing at this time next year. Newcastle will be in a European competition for sure.
Yeah, sure.
Eight, I got Tottenham, and I struggled with this one.
Yeah,
I didn't really want to put them here, but I do have Tottenham here. I think they have done good business. I do think they'll keep Harry Kane. Harry Kane will leave this time next year for free.
Oh,
on
yeah.
a free. See you later.
That's
sucks to suck.
That's so stupid, though.
They should just sell them.
Why wouldn't you sell them? You're not going to win anything this year. Just sell them.
I'm right there with you. I mean, Tottenham fans, get involved. You know, go follow us on Twitter at US of Soccer Show. Give us a follow on
Instagram. Is it still Twitter
or
is it X?
I guess it is X. I will always call it Twitter.
Yeah, I actually just thought of that just now.
X is the dumbest
thing.
Yeah,
I agree.
I just X that. Did you see my X I did earlier? Did you see that guy's X?
That's so strange.
It'll
always be Twitter. Give me the blue bird back. Go follow us on X. Go follow us over there and Instagram at US of Soccer Show. If you're a Tottenham fan, let us know, man. Let us know if you're pissed off at me putting Tottenham at 8. You had him at 8, right? Or 7?
I had him in 7th, yeah.
So, I mean, we got him around the same spot. Yeah. I think you should sell Harry Kane, especially if you're going to get 100 mil, because if he leaves for free next year, you look like
an absolute
idiot.
If Bayern is coming and knocking on your door, take the money and invest it, because you're not winning trophies this year, and you might as well just buy people to make yourself better next year.
Yeah, you got a free hit. You got a free hit this year. I don't know how to say this guy's name, Ainge Postecoglou from Celtic. I actually do like this guy. I think I like the way this guy talks. I think he's a good manager. We'll see. I don't know a lot of the players that they've bought. I know who they are. I'd be lying to you if I said I'd watch any of their games. So it's going to be interesting for Tottenham this year, man. Different way of playing. I like James Maddison's one to look at this year. They're not going to sell Harry Kane now. It's too late in the window. They're not going to find a replacement. So
no.
Move on from that. But
silly.
Should have done that a little bit earlier. I would be stunned if he didn't leave, but I will be
utterly shocked.
I've been saying Kane's going to go for the past 5 years now. So what do I know? outside of my – again, the 1 through 8 there, I've got City, Liverpool, Arsenal, United, Villa, Chelsea, Newcastle, and Tottenham. That I think any one of those teams could finish in the top four. I think it's going to be this is the most competitive season I can remember for a very long time. 9, 10, and 11. I don't care how you put this. I don't care. Brentford, Brighton, and Fulham are the next best teams in the league.
That's 9-11.
9-10-11.
Brentford, Brighton, and Fulham.
Brentford,
we're pretty close there.
So I've got Brentford, Brighton, Fulham in that order. I really like Brentford. I like what they've done. They've got a goalkeeper from Freiburg. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but he looks very good. David Raya looks like he's going to go. They signed a striker. Can't remember his name either. That's on me. Ivan Toney's not going to be there for half a season. Yeah. That's a big loss.
That is a big loss.
So,
dude.
I mean, you can put him at 11, but I just think those teams are far and away better than the teams above them. I'm sorry, below them. Brighton as well. I think Brighton's a weird one. They've obviously lost Levi Colwill, who they leaned on a lot last year. Don't fall in love with a lone player. Don't do it because it's going to break your heart.
It's a tough
everybody's one. Gone. You know, all their best guys are gone. Caicedo's going to leave. I would be stunned if Chelsea stuck around. I'm not trying to turn this into a Chelsea thing, but if we stuck around for 9 months, three months to get Caicedo at over $90 million and we didn't get him, I'd be so shocked. Caicedo's coming to us. I think they'll sign Kudus from Ajax, but I don't know if that's enough. I still think it's a bit weird for Brighton. So we'll see what De Zerbi's got going on. And then Fulham, I said it when Brian was talking, but I think it is something to say about Fulham keeping a lot of the people that the Saudis were in for when a lot of people were taking that money. But you've got two of your best players that definitely had their head turned. Like, how is that going to work out in the season? Like, you had Mitrovic, who was looking to leave 100%.
I mean, he was one foot in, one foot out.
Marco Silva listened to the offer. Willian thought about going to Nottingham Forest.
I thought that was happening, by
the
way.
Came back to Fulham.
Good for him.
A day after he signed his Fulham contract, Saudi called him and he said, "I think I want to go there and take the money." So I'm not mad at any of these guys.
Yeah, sure.
Take the money. We saw it with the Live Golf. You know what I mean? Take the money while it's there.
And look what happened.
Exactly. So like, I just think it is weird when your best players have had their head turned, and I don't think they've really strengthened that defense all that well. They got a good defense already, but I still think they could have done more this window. But it was hard because they spent a lot of their time trying to keep players that had their heads turned. So we'll see about that one, man. Fulham's an interesting one, but I still think they're better than the next teams that I have. 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16. I think you can mix match any of these. I've got West Ham at 12. And the reason I got West Ham at 12 is I do think that they were better than what happened last year.
I agree with that.
But they haven't signed anybody other than Alvarez. That is the Declan Rice replacement. I think it is insane that David Moyes is still there.
Crazy to me.
I mean, he won a trophy. He won a European trophy, the first in West Ham's, in a long time for West Ham. Sure. So I get why you want to keep him there, but I mean, there's got to be better out there. There's got to be. So I don't know how I feel about West Ham. They don't really have a striker still. They let Scamacca go to Atalanta. The defense is, I don't know who's playing left back.
I don't either.
It's a weird one. But then you look down and you're like, who are they better than? And I do think they're better than Everton. I think Everton are going to be a defensive beast this year. I think Sean Dyche has gotten a preseason down. I think they've been looking good. So I think Everton will be fine. You won't be flirting with relegation. I mean, they'll be down there, but you won't be flirting with relegation.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that.
And then I've got Burnley. And the only reason I've got Burnley at 14 is all I've heard is hype from Burnley. That's all I've heard.
I have heard a lot of hype.
I'm not going to have three up, three down, so I kept Burnley up for obvious reasons.
I like it.
I'm not going to keep Luton and Sheffield up. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, that's what I
So I've got Burnley there. I got Bournemouth in 15.
Okay.
I don't have Bournemouth going down, and I'm going to tell you why. I watched an interview a couple weeks ago of Adani Iriola, head coach, came from, I think, Rayo something over in Spain. This guy's awesome. I'll tell you right now. I like the way this guy talks. I like the way this guy was, talking about how he wanted to play. They signed Castrovilli from Fiorentina. I like him a lot. I don't know why Fiorentina haven't been better. I think that this is – I think Bournemouth are going to be decent. I keep saying this with all these teams down here. Their defense is going to be bad. But I think their attack is going to be good. You saw a lot of at the end of the season, how they kind of got games out of that. And is that Gary O'Neill or was that the players? I think it was a little bit of both. I like this Adani guy, so I think he's definitely one to look out for. So I got Bournemouth in 15, Forest in 16. I just think they have a good squad. I think they finally trimmed a little bit of that.
Yeah.
They got good players. This will be massive year for, you know, the men's. If you're a men's national team fan, Matt Turner heading over to Forest.
Oh, I know. That's crazy, huh?
Best of luck to him. I mean, yeah, best of luck to him. That's a tough defense to be sitting behind. But
it is.
Best of luck to him.
You're going to see how he really is.
You ain't kidding. I don't know where the hype for this guy came from.
I don't either.
Former Kickers legend.
That's right.
So sure let's go is. Matt Turner.
Let's
I'm pulling
Turner.
For
I'm pulling
dude.
For him, too.
But I don't know. It's like the most random hype.
Thought the same thing. I was like, I don't understand where in the world came from, but good for him.
Best of luck to him. Yep. Right outside of relegation, I got Crystal Palace. Let me tell you why.
Whoa. Okay, so this is shocking me with
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you go know ahead. I love Palace.
That's why I was like, I was like, he hasn't said them yet.
And you know, I love Roy Hodgson. If you've been listening to the show, you know I can't spell Croydon without Roy, baby. I love this guy. I love Roy Hodgson. I think it was awesome what happened last season. They lost Will Zaha. Michael Olise's out for a little bit. I think Eberechi Eze has a great year, but they have lost a lot of their captains in the squad from last year. McCarty's gone. Oh, my God. I cannot remember his name. You know what I'm talking about. He's gone as well. I'll look it up in a minute.
I know exactly who that was, yeah.
He was there for a while. He won number four. I can't remember his name now. He's gone as well. I think Mark Gahey's head's been turned. I don't know who they got playing. I mean, Tariq Mitchell's a good player, but I just don't know yet. I think it's going to be a weird year for Palace. I think they're going to be fine, but I wouldn't be surprised if they flirt with relegation. They've really not brought anybody in. Jefferson Lerma, not for me. I mean, just not for me.
Zaha left, right?
Yeah, he's gone. He went to Galatasaray.
That's a weird move
to
me. That's a weird move to me. When I was like, what the random?
Yeah, it was a weird see you later.
Like, what?
So I've got Palace flirting down there. I don't know if Roy makes it the whole season. I think that Michael Olise could absolutely be gone in January.
Yeah, right.
I think Eberechi Eze is another one that will get looked at. He's older. He's not as young as everybody thinks. And I think this is Mark Gahey's last season at Palace. I think he's going to be gone. So I know that's for next year, but for right now, I think Palace are in a bit of trouble. Into the relegation, I got Wolves at 18.
Okay, I struggled with them, I'll be honest with you.
Wolves haven't signed anybody. Lopetegui is thinking about walking away, and Wolves are thinking about bringing Gary O'Neill in. I like what Gary O'Neill did with Bournemouth last year, but if you're looking, I think that was more vibes, and good on him. Like, good on him. Yeah, I don't know if it was Bournemouth were good, or if Leeds, Leicester, who else went down? Southampton. They were bad. They were bad. Leeds and Southampton were terrible, and Leicester just hit a really bad storm. I don't like the fact that Wolves have done nothing, and on top of that, they've lost. Neves is gone. Matinho's gone. Those are very important players for them for the past couple years. I don't like what Wolves have done. I've got Wolves going down, especially if Lopetegui leaves. Because I actually did like what he was doing last year.
That's a good.
If you're going to bring Gary O'Neill in, you're down. I mean, you're done for. And all disrespect to Gary O'Neill, which is I don't mean to, you know, but like, I think you stayed up because all the other teams were terrible. I mean, they were just so bad last year. And then obviously I've got Luton Town in 19, and then Sheffield United in 20. I know that people are gonna. I think this is kind of a back and forth. I think Sheffield United finished bottom of the table. Yeah, we had Chad Jarvis and Noah Snyder on from the Red Half of Sheffield. Shout out to those guys; they were awesome. But they talked to us about Illiman Dye, who was going to be the striker that everybody was going to be going after. He's off to Marseille. He's actually a Marseille fan. Apparently, they had a video of him taking the number 10 shirt from, you know, United legend Billy Sharp. That was all made. Didn't get published because he forced his way over to Marseille. Can't get mad at him because he's a fan. I mean, he's French. He didn't grow up in England. He doesn't know. He didn't know who Sheffield was. And then they're sending Sanderberg over to Burnley. So they're losing the two best players right before the season starts. I think the owners at Sheffield know, and the board knows, hey, even with those guys who are going down, let's make some money so that when we do go down, we don't take a massive loss, and we'll recoup from there. The weird thing for Sheffield United, again, if you listen to our episode with the Red Half of Sheffield guys, they have so many players not on contract next year.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Enjoy this while you can. That opening song is absolutely electric. So pay attention to that. But enjoy it while you can, because I don't know if we're going to see Sheffield United for a while. Maybe. Could be dead wrong. And then Luton Town, They just don't have a Premier League roster. They just don't. Sorry about it. Like, they don't have a Premier League starting 11. I'm excited to watch them get out there. I hope that we see some upsets at Luton Town. Yeah. Not against Chelsea, but probably against Chelsea. I can't wait for it. I think I'm excited for this Luton Town team to come into this league. So a little bit of recap here. I've got City from 1 all the way to 20. I got City, Liverpool, Arsenal, Man United, Villa, Chelsea, Newcastle, Tottenham, Brentford, Brighton, Fulham, West Ham, Everton, Burnley, Bournemouth, Forest, Palace, and then into the relegation, I've got Wolves, Luton, and Sheffield United.
That's
any
good.
Thoughts?
That's good.
Yeah. Like that?
I like those takes.
You want my,
you surprised me with Crystal Palace, but I can understand your reasoning.
Yeah. You like you want to hear my Carabao Cup prediction?
Absolutely.
You know we're massive Carabao Cup fans.
Of course.
I'm telling you right now.
Electric.
Book this.
Go ahead.
This is not bias. One of Chelsea, Tottenham, Brentford, or Fulham will win the Carabao Cup. One of.
Wait, give me that again. I'm sorry.
Chelsea or Tottenham or Brentford or Fulham. A London club will win the Carabao Cup. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Liverpool don't care.
Correct.
Notoriously don't care. If they get there, awesome. But notorious Jurgen Klopp has not cared about
absolutely
this at all.
Yep, agree.
Pep Guardiola won't care.
Nope.
They don't. I actually don't think they have the squad depth.
I don't think he's even heard of that cup.
Probably not. He's won it a couple times. Probably
I think he'll be like, I'm sorry, what?
I don't think they'll care at all. Newcastle will be too focused on the Premier League. I mean, the Premier League Champions League. Yeah. Arsenal, same deal.
Yeah.
Man United, same deal because they have to. They have to finish top four. I think Villa could definitely sneak in there, but I think Unai Emery is going to prioritize a European trophy. Mm. Like I said, Chelsea don't play on weekdays. Neither do Tottenham. So I think that those two teams are absolutely good. They have the squad depth to do it. They're going to focus on that. They're going to make domestic cup runs. We don't have anything else to do, so why wouldn't we? And then Brentford and Fulham, I just think they have a deep enough squad. My thing with Fulham, like I said, talking about them with the league, have a lot of their heads been turned? We'll see when the season starts. I think absolutely a London club will win this. I think it's just set up so perfectly for this. Chelsea or Tottenham are probably going to win this thing. And it means nothing because the Carabao Cup has three handles. You don't need a trophy with three. You don't need a cup with three handles.
Three handles.
I've got City winning the FA Cup just because.
Yeah, sure.
I don't have any reason why. Haaland with the golden boot. I actually have Aaron Ramsdale winning the golden glove because I do think Arsenal's defense will be good this year. And I think that I think he will actually have the most clean sheets, but I think there will be games where Arsenal give up quite a bit, especially when they come against Liverpool and City. Mm. And then the first manager sacked, I got Lopetegui. He's either going to be sacked or he's going to go. I don't think he stays at Wolves, especially if they don't buy anybody. He'll be the first one to go.
Yeah, I think you're right.
A little shocker in there. David Moyes is next. I'm telling you right now, there's no way. I'd be stunned if Moyes
needs to be next.
If Moyes made it the whole season, I would be
stunned. I'll be shocked too. I was going to say I'll be shocked, but I won't. But at the same time, it's like, I'll be more shocked than.
And I like David Moyes, but I just don't think West Ham.
I don't think he's the fit there.
No, he's not. I mean, West Ham fans wanted him gone middle of last season, so I just don't know how that's going to work out at all. So that is our Premier League 2023-2024 prediction.
On the spot.
What's up?
Top four.
City.
Dang.
City
dude.
Four times over.
Yep.
Absolutely.
City's the only one going Champions League. I like that.
Yep.
That's a good take.
Yep.
It is a good take.
I thought so, too.
You heard it here first. First time it's ever going to happen. City going to take all top four spots.
Let us know what you think about our Premier League predictions. Go follow us at US of Soccer Show on Twitter, X, and Instagram.
Make sure you X us at
X. We got a lot of shockers in there. I think Brian and I have a different table. I think we got a lot of similarities, but a little bit of a different table. So let us know what you think. Drop your predictions.
I like that we weren't
well.
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. But I like.
Let's put a poll out.
What?
Let's all right. Put a poll out.
I'll put a poll out. Who do you agree with more, Michael or Brian?
I like
I'll put it.
It
out in the on
I'll
the
put
old
it on
Twitter.
The X-verse. And I'll put it on the Instagram stories.
Wow, X-verse is way better than X. X-verse
is true.
Way
X-verse
better.
X-verse is way better.
Twitterverse.
Yeah. Twitterverse is where it's at.
I mean, yeah, that's.
We'll throw it out there. Go drop a go vote on the poll over there for us. Get involved. Leave us your predictions of who you think's finishing top four. I don't know why, but let me know who you think's getting sacked first. I love that conversation.
I do too.
No one has any idea.
I think that's good.
No one has any idea. That is the Premier League. Let's talk about some MLS, huh? Leagues Cup going on. I hope everybody's enjoyed it. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. But what's more important than the Leagues Cup? Lionel Messiah.
Messi League Soccer.
Messi League MLS, Soccer.
Baby.
MLS. Messi League Soccer.
He's coming and he's got six goals, I think. Seven goals. Five? No, five like, to seven goals.
It's seven, I think.
It's seven goals now. This guy is absolutely dominating this league. So much
and
so.
It's wild.
Wild.
It's still wild to me that he's here.
Yeah, it's insane.
And I love every second of it.
His first goal coming against Cruz Azul to win was an absolute worldie. When he stepped up, I knew.
Oh, yeah, you knew right then and there.
Missing that.
Of course, that would end that way, too.
Yeah.
It's so great. They couldn't have asked for a better first. 100%. Yeah.
Dude, someone wrote a storybook.
100%. Yeah, for real.
I mean, you knew it was happening.
We live streamed that with our buddy Dion at Nerdy Soccer Guy. Go give him a follow. That's an absolute dog. It was awesome. If you haven't seen, I clipped a video of him celebrating Messi's goal. This guy got absolutely awesome.
I did see that.
That was awesome. Like I said, come hang out with us on the live streams every single week. It's wild to see Messi doing his thing here. You know, I mean, we've been paying attention to Messi for years now, but to have him in the States is absolutely insane.
It's crazy.
Busquets is another one. Like,
yeah.
You know, he's been absolutely balling. Jordi Alba's here.
Jordi Alba's here now.
They've been doing so well that it's looking like over in Paris that Neymar has asked to leave today as we record on this gorgeous Monday, August 7th. Yep, 7th. Nailed it. As Neymar has put a transfer request in, he wants to leave Paris because he knows Mbappe is leaving either this year or walking on a free to Real Madrid next year. And MLS, and is it David Gardner? Garber? Don Garber? Don Garber.
Don Garber.
Don Garber. Look that up for me, producer Alex. Who's the commissioner of MLS, Don Garber. I think it's you know what? I always get him and the NHL guy mistaken because they look exactly alike.
Don Garber, you're correct.
All right, so Don Garber came out and said that, you know, they're going to look at all avenues possible. Somehow Apple will pay for this, which is that's insane that that can happen.
But they should. I'm here for it.
Bring him in, dude. Send Neymar to San Jose. I don't care. Send him somewhere. Send him somewhere that you wouldn't expect. New York.
I'm not just saying it. It's like it's a big market.
It is.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he's either going there or he's going to, like, L.A.
L.A.
Yeah, I don't want to see him in L.A.
I don't want to see him. I feel like that's the most likely destination. But
I would absolutely love to see Neymar at with the Pigeons.
Yeah.
Would love it.
Yeah.
That would be dope. Not with the Red Bulls.
No.
Send him over to NYCFC. Put him in that sky blue.
If he's going
to
be in New York, put him in the sky blue. I agree.
Yeah, the only team that's actually in New York. They play in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Red Bulls. So I think Neymar would be interesting, man, but I think it's awesome what's happening with the with Messi. I hope you're enjoying Leagues Cup. We're not covering it because I just wanted to watch and pay attention.
Yeah.
It's
interesting. Did you watch the Inter-Miami and FC Dallas game? Because, I was glued to it, and I was like, just to see, like, number one, like we've said when covering MLS, FC Dallas, most boring team ever, right? But watching them take the lead and go up 3-1 at one point, I was like, what is happening? But then for Miami to come back 4-4 and then go into PKs and win and all that, like, that was a great game, actually.
Yeah, shout out to Dallas for real. Shout out to the MLS for real, because everybody that's come in and played against Miami so far, it's been a few teams, but everybody's come in as Orlando is one that comes to mind.
Yeah.
They've said, fuck this guy. We're not letting this dude do anything.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that.
I do too.
I would probably be starstruck. I'd be like, yo, can I get your jersey?
I'd be like, let me just follow him around and touch his jersey.
And they've put a body into this guy. They've made it hard for him. And he, you know, again, he's Messi. He's the greatest of all time. So it's been absolutely awesome to watch, man. But 100%, I don't really like that. I've hated watching Dallas this year, but they went up 3-1 on Miami. And of course, Messi coming in, winning this, you know, bringing this game back.
Obviously. In the 85th minute, another free kick. I mean,
again, man, I've said it a couple times on the show when we talk about Miami. They are the worst team in the league, but they've got a kid, Benjamin Kramashki. I don't know if that's his first name, but Kramashki. He's very good. He's an 18-year-old kid. I couldn't imagine being this kid. Like, you know, he was about to go to college. Or he's about to go back to college or something, and he decided to stay, and now he's playing with Messi and Jordi Alba. 18
years old playing on the same team as Messi.
You're literally in the same in midfield as Messi and Busquets. Like, I couldn't even – shout out to that kid. I bet he's in dreamland right now.
Absolutely.
He scored a couple goals, had the winner for Miami. I don't know what it is, but I've been paying attention. I mean, every game, every Miami game, like everybody should. I've been watching these because this has been
– oh, yeah.
Long, long may that continue. What else going on in the world of soccer? Anything before we close out? Neymar possibly leaving.
Neymar possibly. I mean,
doesn't want to go take $200 million a year in Saudi Arabia. I would. I'll tell you right now. I would.
I mean, yeah. Why not?
1 year, $100 million sure. a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. take the 1 year.
You kidding
take
me?
Take the 1 year, so, $100 million deal.
The only reason I would think is like because he doesn't have to. Like he doesn't, well, yeah, he doesn't need sure. the money.
He doesn't need it. He's not hurting.
So, right.
Yeah, so it's like he's got right. his money. So it's like, yeah, it'd be cool to see That'd him come down the only reason not to.
Right. He's going to sit. Apparently he's going to sit out at PSG and he's not going to play at all next year. I would believe – I will see – I
believe when you see it.
Believe it when I see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe that when it happens because I Same. Can't imagine he does
Yeah, I
that.
Don't see that happening.
Can't
not
imagine
with him.
PSG do that.
And I can't imagine him with his attitude doing that. No way. His pride is way too big for that.
Looks like he's going to be off to Real Madrid. I don't know how it's going to fit with Vinny Jr., but we'll see. We'll see how that goes. What else we got in the world of soccer? Anything big?
How you think the hype's going to be living up for AC Milan?
Yeah.
With signing your boy.
I cannot wait. You know what? Because we shouldn't be like this as a human race. Let me get into this. As the human
he
race,
he just sat back. Everyone.
We should be cheering people on all the time. We should be rooting for people's success, and I do genuinely believe that. But let me tell you something. When this kid sucks, and it will happen. I would be the first person in that line to go, oh, it's Chelsea's fault. It's all Chelsea's fault. It's not all Chelsea's fault. This kid, we'll see. I'll tell you all you Pulisic fans, you better hope this guy doesn't stink over there.
Yeah. What are you going to do if he does stink over there? What's your?
I'm going to save it for when it happens because I promise I'll be on the show talking about it. I promise.
Oh, I love it. I'm here for it, man.
He's been to Dortmund, Chelsea, and Milan. Those are three of – and I don't care what you think about any of those teams. Those are three of the biggest teams in the entire world.
Absolutely. But
if he can't solidify a spot at any of them, don't talk to me about Chelsea ruining this guy's career. Lots of people, all the U.S. men's national team fans talking about how Chelsea have destroyed. Now we did them no favors. We didn't do a lot of teams, a lot of players favors.
There's a lot of just weird American soccer fans though. Yeah.
We'll see. I'm really not kidding. Best of luck to him at AC Milan. I do think it'll be better over there because they'll have space. Truly, best of luck to the guy. And I want the U.S. men's national team to do well, even though I'm not this diehard fan. But don't come chat to me when he stinks. When he stinks, it's 100% going to happen. I hope Ruben kills it over there. I'm definitely going to be paying attention to AC Milan. They got a bunch of old Chelsea players. So that is one of the main reasons. But. Lukaku's still on Chelsea. I don't mean to turn this into a Chelsea rant, but what's this guy doing? Get him out, man. Just cut your losses on this guy.
Why is he still?
I don't know. You ever think of a more hated player in the entire world? Everton fans don't want him. Man United fans don't want him. Chelsea fans don't want him. Inter Milan fans called him R9 2 years ago. They don't want him anymore.
That's unfortunate.
Juve fans lined up outside of the main stadium to tell their owners, don't sign this idiot.
That's an unfortunate spot.
Yeah. How to ruin your career 101, Romelu Lukaku. And this guy fucking stinks. Get off my team.
But don't you dare come on to X and start talking to Michael about.
That's right. What else we got? Anything else?
Nope. I think.
That's it.
That's all I got.
That's it. All right. We will be back next week with the covering the first weekend of Premier League action. Who do we got next week? We got we kick this thing off Friday. Let me jump into that real quick.
Yeah, it's actually a good call.
We kick this thing off on Friday as Burnley.
Oh, you know who's playing Sunday, don't you?
Yeah, Liverpool and Chelsea.
Yes, sir.
Burnley welcome Manchester City, Vincent Kompany hanging out with Pep Guardiola again. everybody's going to be, oh, that's going to be so awesome. City 5, Burnley nothing.
Probably right true. I agree with that, actually.
Cannot
Probably
imagine.
Steamroll them.
City always loses the crappy-ass teams, too,
That's
though.
Very true.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. Well,
very true.
But let's go Burnley. Think they're
gonna oh, yeah, they will. But.
Let's go Burnley. I'm hoping to see an upset. But
That'd be cool. Ralph the Bat? That'd be sweet. But.
Starting off Saturday morning, we got Arsenal welcoming Nottingham Forest. Mm. Good luck, Forest. Yeah. We got Bournemouth welcoming West Ham at 10.
Oof.
Brighton welcoming Luton Town at 10.
Go Brighton.
Everton welcoming Fulham at – I'm saying 10. It's all Eastern Standard. I'll
That's the only
that
time
up.
That we're
Sheffield United welcoming Crystal Palace. Out of that window, I'm going to watch the Luton game.
Yeah, why not?
Those don't really sound like great games.
They're not.
they're not phenomenal for the opener.
Yeah, for the opening weekend.
Yeah, it's a little weird for an opener.
I think Bournemouth and West Ham will actually be a good game. Bournemouth win. Book that.
Booked.
Right now. Bournemouth win. I'll see you guys on Sunday. Bournemouth win. Bournemouth win this game. 100%. Bournemouth are going to win this game. They're going to come out with a shocker. I like that guy, Adani. It's
I mean, I feel like that's actually not that far-fetched.
It's not. Sheffield United, like I said, welcoming Crystal Palace. I think I like that one, too. We'll see how those go. The last game of the day is Newcastle welcoming Aston Villa. That'll be a good
game. I think that'll be a great game.
That should be a very good game. And then your Sunday slate is Brentford welcoming Tottenham. Mm. I actually am super interested in that. How's Brentford going to look?
Yeah, right.
How's Tottenham going to look?
Yeah.
They're not traveling very far, so it's, you know, they're staying in London. And then the big one, Chelsea taking on Liverpool. I have a feeling we win that game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a feeling. I think Liverpool finish above Chelsea, yeah. But I have a feeling.
That actually wouldn't shock me.
Only reason is because Chelsea have had a very good preseason.
Yeah.
Liverpool have had a bunch of guys leave recently. We've got the way we want to play down.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if.
I don't think it wouldn't shock me if Chelsea wins either.
With that being said, the last five games that Chelsea and Liverpool have played, they've all been 0-0 draws.
Yeah,
so
that's brutal.
If you want to sleep, take a nap on a Sunday, that's
hey,
the time
that
to
might
do
be
it.
Your game to do it.
And then finishing off Monday, we might actually record on Monday so we can get all of them in. Finishing off Monday night, we've got Man United welcoming of Wolves. And you can book that. Man United will win that game.
Oh, I mean, no questions asked.
So I've got locks of the century. Put your entire life savings and mortgage on it. Manchester United and Bournemouth win. Don't actually do that. Don't ruin your lives. But I've got Man United
really
and Bournemouth
idea.
Winning at the opening weekend. Those are going to be two easy wins, I think.
Yeah.
Stoked for this coming season. It's going to be electric. This is season dos. Brian, anything to say before I close this out?
Care one, give one, my man.
Alex?
Goodbye.
Good. Bye.